Podtacular, episode 248, Black Ops Tales, for January 28th, 2011.
Hello and welcome to Podtacular, episode 248. I am Duststorm.
I am your other host, G. Lewis.
I'm Brent Gamer.
I'm M5 Silence.
And I'm Dowflank, 117.
It's I-17.
Everyone says 117. The I looks enough like a 1, it works.
Yeah, it's good enough.
It's him saying it, so he can really say however he wants to say it.
Close enough for government work, so.
Government work?
Brent should know. I mean, no, Dustin should know that. So my parents used to say, like, we get, like, kind of close to where we needed to be. He's like, sure. Oh, good enough for government work, whatever. I work for the government. So it's really... Anywho, we're doing our first ever, because you guys told us you wanted it, Black Ops show.
Did they really? Or was it just a request from you?
I don't even play the game, so I don't know. I'm not going to say that it's something I wanted to do.
It might have been demand from one or two people, right?
Yeah, there's like I got like 4 emails one day, and they were all like, "It gets Black Ops."
Black Ops.
Yeah. I was like, "All right, whatever.
We can do it. Want Black Ops. We want Black Ops."
Yeah, they were all 3 years old.
The 420 kids.
Would not surprise me.
But anyway, we didn't get a lot of submissions. We just got a few long ones.
Because no one cares.
That Amped already pointed out when we were reading this. So,
yeah, but yeah, they're very long.
With Black Ops, I guess we were also considering doing a roundtable. I don't think we're gonna do that right now, but I guess in the future.
Yeah, we'll do it in the yes, that's right.
Still in the cards.
Still in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I own Black Ops. I played it a few times. I don't play it very often. I know Dustin just got it for his birthday. Is that right? For
your
birthday?
Right, and I suck at it.
So I know
like my average kill death is about 0.6.
Because Amp's pretty good. That's who else we got with us. And I don't know if I haven't played or seen Daft play, but I assume he's not terrible.
Black Ops, I'll play some Black Ops.
I'm going to put this statement out there to start. If you're decent at Halo, you're going to be amazing at Black Ops because it's so much easier than Halo.
I'm good at Halo, and I suck at Black Ops.
Who said you're good at Halo? I want to know who said this.
You said I'm good at Halo. Whenever I play with you, I usually outscore you.
Well, it's not Black Ops. It's just Call of Duty in general.
Yeah, Call of Duty is generally a simpler game to understand if you have your Halo background.
Oh, person, shoot.
I would argue with that, no. Because in Halo, you can just run out in the open, you know, guns blazing, but you can't really do that in Call of Duty, you'll die instantly.
Yeah, you can't play the same. I'm just saying if you're good at a game where it takes a lot more skill, then Black Ops should be easier. Because in Halo, you actually have to have a solid shot, whereas in Black Ops, it's more of a twitch. But if you're good at
spraying
your shot,
spray.
Well, then so, those must be big differences, because I am good at Halo, but I'm not that good at Call of Duty.
Yeah, so in Call of Duty, you just have to be skillful with sneaking around.
Are you trying to say that Tweak is the best Call of Duty player ever? Is that what you're trying to tell me right now? That he would, if he was a real person, he would be the best. That's what I'm getting.
If he could keep his aim all right.
Ah, Tweak! Anyway, well, thank you guys for who did send in the submissions. There's actually, two people that I haven't seen in a while, and one person I've never seen before. David Struble, who's that? Have you guys seen
that's
him?
That's Uzi.
That's you mean Struble?
Oh, okay. Sorry, Uzi. Well, then Uzi sent two in.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
Well, he sent one in, and then he had one in the forums.
Oh, okay, okay.
Quite the Call of Duty connoisseur.
Connoisseur.
More French words in this podcast.
Oh, yes.
Gosh.
That's how we do it.
Speak English.
I guess we can talk about what we think about Black Ops before we go into it. I don't specifically have any tales that bring specific memories, except for I do agree with Amped that it's a little easier, but nothing really that sticks out like, oh, I got this guy at the last second and blah, blah, blah. No, we don't have anything like that yet. Amped, how about you? I know you have a lot of YouTube stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I like the game. I like it a lot better than Modern Warfare 2 because of all the exploits that went on in that game. And all the follow-up Treyarch's doing, like, they actually just patched the LAN system, where as previously stated, they said they would have like a working LAN, which would everybody assumed was going to be LAN lobbies. And I think they did for a while, but one of their patches screwed it up majorly. And so they repatched it, and now instead of having a lobby, you still have to start the game and have people join it, but you can have a minute, up to a minute timer before the game starts, so that if you're playing Search and Destroy, if people join and can't spawn in, then it's going to be like a 1v1.
Is it really that difficult to make a party?
I don't know, dude.
It's pretty bad. The connection issues, they're pretty bad.
So basically, Activision told them a year ago, they whipped the whip at him, were like, make a friggin' game. And then they hired Sam Worthington, and that's basically all they did.
And Ice Cube.
Yeah, is that basically all they did? Was just, they started hammering their hands on the keyboard and started typing code, like,
yeah, and got music licenses and milking that like no other.
That's the first thing I remember was, is that Sam Worthington? I turned it on. Ah! He kept saying the F word, like, it was going out of style or something, like, I don't know why every other word in the campaign was F.
You talking about the guy who voiced Sergeant Woods?
From the game?
Yeah.
No. I don't remember who Sergeant Woods is.
Sam Worthington voiced the main character, right?
Yeah, he's the...
Yeah. Sergeant Woods was like his sergeant guy.
Oh, the guy that was like babysitting
him? Kind of looked like Ben Stiller, had the bandana around his like head. I see him in the trailers.
That's what IMDb is for. Go look it up.
I don't know.
I was always thinking that guy would be the main character when I watched the trailers, when I was like, oh, he's just your sergeant.
Yeah, I mean, Call of Duty usually, like, I guess it's kind of different from Halo that, I guess it's not. You kind of play as the main character, but there are a lot of other main characters around you. But I guess in Halo, you play just as the main character.
Besides the Arbiter.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't be opposed to if they made a Halo 3 Arbiter edition where it was like Arbiter levels and stuff. I think that'd be pretty cool. Like a 343 did something like that. Do it. Make it happen. Just make as many games you can make. I'll buy them all.
Wait, what do you mean Arbiter levels? Arbiter Master Chief did the same stuff in Halo 3.
I guess that's true. So,
we're talking about Call of Duty, right? So.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah. I thought we were talking about Pokemon here for a minute.
I mean, we've
talked about it in a minute. So. Daft, what do you think? Do you have a favorite game? I know you play Halo more, it seems like, but is there one that you like playing more often?
What, a favorite Call of Duty game?
No, Call of Duty or Halo.
Oh, I definitely like Halo better than Call of Duty. Okay. Way better.
So I haven't played
it. Although Call of Duty's pretty good too. Don't get me wrong.
I guess Call of Duty would be more like a game you play rather than a game you care about as much. You just like to play because everybody else plays it.
Yeah, because your friends play it.
Yeah.
That's the main reason I played a lot of Modern Warfare 2.
I guess it's true. Like everybody at my work has a PS3 and they all play Black Ops, but I have an Xbox and play Halo, so I feel like the oddball at work, at least.
But, oddball.
Play ball.
Play ball. When I start reading the submissions, I'll read the first one really quick. Since I don't think anybody else has anything else to say about their opinions of Black Ops. Anybody? Anybody?
I feel like it's the best Call of Duty so far.
I would argue that.
I would say Modern Warfare 1. I don't know.
Yeah, COD 4 or COD 2 are definitely
COD,
my favorite.
COD 3?
Well, as far as multiplayer goes, like they really balanced it good.
Yeah, the balance is good, but most of the other multiplayers were much more entertaining based on the fact that, I don't know, that COD 4 was definitely played a lot more because nobody moved on to World of War, really. So... It was definitely a fan favorite for a long time.
I liked. I know everybody hates this game, but I used to play Call of Duty 3 a lot.
Oh my god!
Because it was,
I sold that back so fast.
It was the only one that really had like lobbies and stuff for online. So you could play two players at once. It was split screen for online, and I used to play that somewhat. Not like often, but I would play it more than any of the other Call of Duty. The only Call of Duty I played a lot was Call of Duty 3. Like I say, I liked it. I'm just saying that it was split screen. People like to play it with me, so you know, I just played it a lot compared to the other. But none of the other ones were split screen, right? You can't have a guest. It's not one I know of. You can have a guest. Can you bring a guest into World at War? I never played that.
I don't know.
No, I don't.
It seems like Treyarch headed that front, and it's good that they have it in Black Ops 2.
Are they They announced Black Ops 3, not Black Ops 3, Modern Warfare 3, right? Well, they didn't announce it, but it's pretty
I think somebody told me that they did, but I haven't seen the article.
Isn't that supposed to be like a backstory for Ghost? Or is that separate?
Yeah, they were teasing that a while ago, but I don't think they've officially announced it yet, especially with all that Infinity Ward stuff going on. So
right, that's to simmer down, definitely.
Well, I guess we'll just go straight into the submissions from
you. Wait, also, I wanted to add, I think the Black Ops campaign has the strongest storytelling than any other COD campaign.
Yeah, I don't...
It's entertaining.
I don't know if I like the whole... I don't know. It felt too much like... Full Metal Jacket or something, that it was just
blow stuff up, yo yo yo.
Prison Break was definitely the most
blow
fun though.
Blow up, yo yo yo, blow stuff up, yo yo yo.
I think it did a good job of like making the characters in the storyline more like solid, not just like, oh, that a guy over there who gets killed like, you know, right away, and
oh, there's Jimmy, he's gonna get shot. Oh, he got shot. Oh.
Yeah. Made the characters more prominent.
Yeah. I guess that's pretty cool that they got through so much stuff and didn't die. They probably killed at least.
Well, some of them died, like half of the main characters died.
Yeah. But they killed like 1,000 people before they died.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of ridiculous.
At least all the villains died this time around.
Oh, yeah. I'll go ahead and read the first submission, right, Rick? It's from Giffey Boy. He writes, "Hey, PodTech, Giffey here sending in my tale for Call of Duty Black Ops. You know, he writes Black O's. 3 days after the game launched, I was hearing a lot of good things, and I was beginning to feel that Black Ops must be better than the failure that was Modern Warfare 2. So I bought it. I played the campaign, which was awesome, and then moved on to the awesome-sounding multiplayer. Since it was my first game, I didn't expect it to be all that well. My first game, I went 23-6 or something like that. Anyways, it was my best game for, like, the next 2 weeks. It's on my file share for Black Ops called My First Game, or something along those lines. This is certainly an interesting topic, and I'm looking forward to hearing all the submissions for this show. Shoutouts to my Xbox Live homies. I guess it's Finny Niner.
Oh, Figgy Niner, friend from Wegmans.
Figgy Niner. Monsieur Voyeur. Chucky J. Moose 0030. And, of course, Concrete Doll. Never heard of that person.
It's a little friend of Yuffie Boys, wink wink.
I never heard of that person. Keep up the good work, guys, and keep on fragging people who use noob tubes and Black Ops. Thankfully, there aren't that many people like that. This is Giffey Boy signing out. Well, thanks for the submission, Giffey Boy.
Yay.
Yeah.
Appreciate the 23-6.
Yeah, I can't say I've gotten a 23-6 on early in a prestige just because the weapons suck. Like the M16, I don't understand how they ruined the M16, but it's just bad. Some of my friends can use it, but
here's a quick question. I was playing Modern Warfare 2 with my roommate since he didn't have Black Ops yet, and I do better in Modern Warfare 2 than I do in Black Ops. Would be the reason behind that?
The reason behind that is they balanced it a lot more, and one of the main things they did with that is recoil and hit detection is different. So, like in Modern Warfare 2, hitboxes tended to be a lot more lenient than they are in Black Ops, and you have a little bit more health than you did in Modern Warfare 2, and definitely the recoil is a lot more. Like the ACR in Modern Warfare 2 had no recoil whatsoever.
Yeah, I use that a lot.
And so it's easy as hell to kill somebody. But in Black Ops, like the MP5, is, for example, one of the starting weapons on every prestige, like at level 1, it's just, it jumps all over the place. So
okay. That explains it then.
Yeah. And the FMOS and the AK-74U, the two most popular weapons, really, they have manageable recoil, but it's still there. And sometimes it's tough to compensate for, but it's manageable most of the time.
Okay.
Not using no French gun. Not using no French gun. That's why I'm sticking by it.
Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu. Hey, Brent, you want to read the next one?
Sure.
I don't know if Cat's got your tongue over there, but.
Yeah. All right.
Talking to Cat from Halo Reach.
Yeah. David Stribble says, "Hey, PodTech. It's the official podtacular Pokemon Uzumaki 15, back from the lack of submitting stuff place.
He's in the doldrums.
The doldrums. The writer's block, I guess, might be a good analogy.
Wait. Read his next sentence and then stop.
All right. I made a New Year's resolution to start submitting stuff again, so here goes.
You have a New Year's resolution to submit to us more? That's pretty awesome. I've never... I would not expect anybody to do that, but I appreciate it. Okay, you continue.
All right.
I did.
He goes on to say, this game has awesome graphics, a moderately good storyline, and problems far too numerous to list here. Worst of all, the developers did nothing to fix these problems in any form of a timely manner. Then this year, Black Ops came out. Treyarch's latest game is everything Modern Warfare 2 should have been. Awesome storyline, relatively balanced multiplayer, and best of all, zombies. Here's a few tips on multiplayer. First tip, multiplayer this time around gives you the most incentive to prestige than any other previous game. Not only will you unlock a new custom class and emblem design, but you keep most of your previously purchased items for you, and for example, clan tags, emblems, red dot colors, and reticles. I recommend at least prestiging once. In addition, with the new unlock system, you don't need to waste points on things you don't want. So if you don't like the shotguns, you don't have to dole out 2,000 COD points to get them. If you don't like the flak jacket perk, you don't need to purchase it, and you can save those points for what you want. This way you can rise to the ranks the first time you find what you like, and when you prestige, you only need to purchase those. Number two, now for weapons. The two semi-auto guns in the game, the M14 and the FN Foul, which is FN good gun, have high damage and usually kill in 2 to 3 shots. However, you're at the mercy of your trigger finger. The M16 has been nerfed somewhat, and to me is not as good as the G11, the other 3-shot burst gun in the game. The snipers have been made to act like an actual sniper rifle. No more elite 360 jumping quickscopers that plagued Modern Warfare 2. The only problems with snipers are the hit detection issues, which are evident in any online game, and the lack of large sniper maps. So that's about it. Shoutouts to Obsidian Chow and Shadow Dreamer. Peace out, guys. You'll be seeing more of my submissions this year.
Ooh. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Uzumaki.
We've got two this episode, so he is sticking true to his resolution.
Yeah.
One quick thing I want to mention about the prestiging thing. I mean, yeah, it's cool that you get some of the things that he mentioned you don't get to keep over prestige. They've changed up, like, they patched it a little bit. But one little trick you can use when prestiging is, kind of depends on your skill level, but if you go into a, right before you prestige, you go into a high roller wager match, and once the map locks in and starts counting down, go ahead and prestige so that you're entered into that game, and then once you win the game, you keep all that money over into your next prestige, so you can start buying stuff as soon as you unlock level 5 custom classes. Just a little trick for everybody out there who wants to prestige.
Why would you want to again? Like, what happens if you do? It's just cool to say you've done it.
You get new custom classes. Like, I'm a prestige 9 at the moment, and I have all 10 custom classes to use. So, I like the variety.
So you prestige 9. That means you're level 300. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I'll make sure.
There's actually one of Older Team's questions of the week on the forums. Like, what's the point of prestiging?
I guess I should have checked that.
I said looking cool, I guess. I don't ever prestige. Like, I was pretty happy with, was it 70 in Modern Warfare 2? I just stayed there.
Yeah, but if you want to keep playing and actually, like, earning something while you're actually playing, because I have a lot of friends local that play a lot, and so we end up playing, and then if you get to 50, you're like, well, I'm not earning anything now, so why don't I just prestige and keep earning, you know?
Right.
So.
Can you earn stuff over again? Is that what you do? You lose all the stuff you had, and you have to get it all back.
You lose pretty much everything except for the emblem bases and player card backgrounds that you've bought. But past that, everything is reset, and that's why I go for the, like, 30,000 COD point boost at the beginning of each prestige, so that you don't have to worry about really rationing what you buy, because I buy all the perks I need as soon as I get custom classes unlocked. So, and I just keep working on those, and because marathon's really a grind with those 26 miles, so I usually start with marathon right away and just run as much as I can.
Marathon? Is that like a
marathon? One of the perks.
Oh, so it's a perk. Okay.
You really have not played, have you?
I don't know what Marathon is. Sorry, I have not.
It's Marathon. One of the green tier perks with like Ninja and Hacker and Attack Mask, Second Chance.
Okay.
Makes you run faster.
Basically.
No, it makes you run longer, not faster. Lightweight's faster.
Oh, yeah.
Would you
Marathon Pro is an unlimited sprint, so that's nice.
Do you think that it would be better if there were no perks? Like, what are the perk rules for MLG?
You can't use Flak Jacket, Warlord, or Second Chance. And since you can't use equipment either, Hacker's useless, and what else is useless? There's another one. Ghost is useless because there's no kill streaks either, so it really just narrows it down to, like, Scavenger, if you can stay alive that long to actually need it. And like lightweight, and then like Ninja or Marathon, and or Attack Mask if you're really into not getting stunned. So.
Oh well, I mean, I haven't looked into it, but they play it on PS3, right? It's a PS3 game.
Well, Game Battles runs all platforms for the popular games. So, but MLG is most likely running it on the PS3 on the circuit because Sony's making some deal with them about sponsorship and stuff. So.
It's pretty cool. Get some little, what they call it, diversity. Diversify.
Yeah.
Stiff. Hey, Dustin, you want to read Annie's?
Yeah. Anorexic Leader writes in, so I haven't had too much time to play Black Ops because of me being busy with school and such. And after all, there's Halo to be played. But the other day, I was in the multiplayer game. What?
I was going to say, and base to be bumping. I'm kidding. Sorry.
Okay.
Nobody else understood that.
Continuing on, but the
other
day,
another G. Lewis meme.
I thought Dustin would get it, but he didn't get it.
No.
Anyway, I'll talk about it later. Go.
He says, but the other day I was in the multiplayer game on WMD. I have no idea what this stands for.
That's a map.
Well, I got that it was a map.
It was weapons of mass destruction.
And I joined late to the madness.
A battle rifle, son.
My team was losing pretty bad, but I helped close the gap before the match ended. I was camped up with a teammate who was without a mic as usual in the building and had just taken out two guys on the first floor for a double kill. As we advance up some stairs, I take out another unsuspecting enemy near a window. I take his position looking out on his teammates below. As I'm looking out the window, I see someone from the other team rush to the base of the building we were in. I'm trying to put shots into him, but he survives and notices us up in the window. He takes out my teammate, but I am hurt pretty badly, judging by the redness of my screen. So he decides to keep advancing on our building in hopes to rush and kill me. What happens next is pure lulz. He was about to go under an overhang as I jump out of cover, falling a story below while 360ing down behind him and knifing him in the back.
Oh boy.
Poor noob never saw it coming. This goes to prove that Halo isn't the only game with clutch ninja skills. Shoutouts to Amp, Old Regime, and my boy Unicycles from Pro Clan. Keep on fragging trucks.
Nice.
I got a shoutout. Huzzah.
Huzzah.
Plus one for you. Oh, yeah, we got our match tonight, don't we, Amp?
Yes, we do.
Do you know who we're playing? Like, who the actual... I know the clan. You know it's four people?
Yeah, it's Outcast Reborn or something like that. And I think I played one of their teams in our 3v3 tournament, or what was it? Was it a 3v3 tournament, Dusty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was our Halo 3 farewell one.
Yeah. So, I'm not too worried about it, but I was checking some stats from the guys that signed up. And
you're probably playing Rocketeer, at least.
Is he good?
Yeah.
I know Walk, one of their guys, is a 15 MLG in Halo 3, so... Oh. And that's pretty much the only thing that really is a good gauge of skill anymore. Because of arena system is just like, yeah, okay, you got Onyx, but
so, but awesome. Do you think that Halo 3 skills carry over to Reach?
They definitely do to a certain extent. I mean, you're not going to be perfect at Reach when you start out, but if you get used to it, you're definitely going to be as good.
That's what helps.
Even better.
So it helps.
Yeah, it definitely helps. Gotcha. Being good at Halo, you're pretty much good at Halo across the board.
So down the line. To be honest with you, I'm terrible at Halo 1. I'm pretty good at Halo 2, but I'm terrible at Halo 1.
I have a friend who plays Halo 1 religiously, and he's just a beast at it. He plays on Xbox Connect nowadays, but if he tried to go to like events for Halo Reach or even Halo 3, he could easily be a semi-pro, like without even trying. He's just a amazing.
He's a god among men.
God.
You guys are men. He's a Daft or Annie. Who wants to read the next one?
Annie. Where's Annie?
Oh, I mean Amped. Daft.
I'll read next one. It's from Uzumaki, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
okay.
It's his second one.
It's his second one.
Uzumaki says, I've already submitted my tips last week, but I'll give a few tales from the foxhole. One is when I killed myself with a SAM turret. I received it in a care package, placed it on radiation in an out-of-the-way location, and started to head back into the fray when the SAM turret beeped and fired, killing me. I went into theater and saw Shoot the Wall behind it, trying to shoot down a spy plane. Another funny tale was on another map. I don't remember the name, but it has an underground section and a beach with landing boats. Do you guys know what he's talking about?
Crisis.
Okay. I was in the water area trying to pick off campers, but one guy kept killing me. It took me 3 tries to kill him, and when I succeeded, I knew he had an RCXD car, so I stayed in the water and waited for him to call it in, knowing he'd go after me. When I heard it close by, I climbed on top of one of the boats and stood there so he could me.
Could see him.
Oh, so he could see me. His car tried to jump up to me, but to no avail. I stayed up there teabagging until his timer expired and the car exploded, leaving me unharmed and my opponent extremely pissed.
So what did he teabag? The car?
It's teabagging on top of the boat.
Teabagging the boat, yeah.
Oh,
so then they says keep on fragging those trucks.
Yeah. Wish we had some trucks to frag and reach. So we got forklifts.
Oh, yeah.
To frag.
I wish you could spawn forklifts and like those farmers like winter contingency cars in Forge World.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You can forge in. There's one of the maps you can forge.
Aren't they just don't the cars just use the same physics as the Warthog pretty much?
It seems
it's different.
They fishtail about the same, but yeah, it's a little different because it's a different vehicle. So.
The tread grip is a lot different.
I feel like it goes faster than a Warthog. Maybe because that area is really hilly.
I guess because you're always going downhill during that part.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
It's supposedly wet because it was like raining before or whatever.
All right. Back to the Call of Duty.
Yeah. We'll go with the next submission.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I was looking at this. I'm pretty sure it's Narcotic Coin. But it's all there's no space, so I don't know if that's how he wants it pronounced. But
I think that's
he's got a few of them. First one, on Summit, I got a chopper gunner and got 15 kills or so. But when it expired, I called in my care package and had been sitting on it only to have a second chopper gunner finish the match out. So that's pretty lucky. I know one day I actually got 2 dogs in a row using care packages. That was extremely lucky. But
I got 2 Predator missiles that way. I got a Predator missile, then a care package with a Predator missile.
And nice. Next one he's got, he does have a few of them. On Nuketown, I ran into 3 enemies on the second floor of the house with a barbecue outside. So that's probably the one with the deck in the back, like the big deck. I don't know. Outside, dropped 2 of the 3 into second chance before getting killed. When I respawned, I ran to the window. And threw an overgas into the window and managed to get a triple kill out of the gas. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. That's good.
I know a little tip for second chances. They all have 1 health left instead of like the full 100 that a regular player does. So if you toss even like a flash or concussion grenade or anything, it will kill them because the flash does.
Yeah, which is really annoying.
Well, annoying for who?
Everyone.
From me.
What, because you got your second chance stolen, or what?
No, because it's just a flash. It's not supposed to do physical damage to you other than blind you.
Nice!
Yeah, it does damage.
But isn't it kind of like a flare type of, like, explosive? Like, I'm talking realistically here. Like, in real life, wouldn't that kind of hurt you?
I've never seen a flashbang, so I don't... I really couldn't.
I mean, it's physically a device that explodes, so... It has the potential of hurting you.
You're 20 feet away from it.
I guess it could burn you.
But that gets into like the real life versus like in a video game kind of argument.
I want it to be as IRL as possible.
Oh well. next one he's got is on Crisis, and he spelled that wrong, but it's okay.
That's good.
I ran into the enemy spawn and killed a guy I was waiting for his care package, and being a nice guy I decided to hack it and leave it for him to try to collect about 30 seconds later. And I got the game-winning kill cam with a care package crate explosion. I love those things. And by the way, Uzi Crisis is the map with the landing craft you talked about. So I guess he posted this in the forums too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, these were in the forums. The last three were in the forum.
Right.
The last two.
Last three.
Last three were in the forums. Yeah. Under Call of Duty section. So if you guys want to say anything about the last three submissions, you guys can look at them in the show or in the forum. Comment. Just like we commented.
Yeah.
Register. Start posting. Because what is this podcast? Like, how many subscribers? Like, a lot of subscribers, and most of them are not on the forums?
I would say that, yeah. The ratio is, like, 1 to 100.
I don't know.
Visit podtacular.com to come on, guys. Get involved.
Yeah, get on those forums, guys.
Get on them. Get up on it.
Don't be intimidated. We're nice.
Don't just send me a friend request and don't join the forums. So...
As long as certain people aren't trolling the forums, you'll be okay.
Yeah, you know who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. You.
Yeah, Lemonade versus Horio. It's like, really? No.
Do you want to tell people about submitting for the next show, Dustin? We're going to start doing Halo again. So.
Well, we've got the Call of Duty tips. We have a few of those that we'll do next show.
Next show, Call of Duty tips.
And then we'll start doing Halo ones again. Yep.
Awesome sauce.
Oh yeah.
Awesome sauce. Well, you wanna start doing the last part, Dustin?
Yeah, let's end this thing. Send in your tips, tricks, and tales to submissions@podtacular.com for a chance to be featured on the show. We read these regularly throughout our show rotation.
Check out podtacular.com for the latest community news and events. While you're there, check out our forums where you can meet up with other fans and listeners of the show.
We would like to thank everyone who helps us out at Podtacular by donation through PayPal, leading clans and events, following us on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribing to the show.
For those who subscribe to the show through RSS, iTunes, or other podcast aggregators, please visit podtacular.com for more info about updating your feed to the latest one.
And now I feel left out.
You can remind them to go on the forums.
I already did that, so just edit it in right now.
We should do a remix of his voice on that. We should auto-tune his voice saying the last part. That'd be so cool.
Justin Bieber, never say never.
Oh, yeah, you know, there's Justin Bieber trading cards now.
That's, oh, yeah. I've
never seen that. No joke. They photoshopped his face onto a bunch of superheroes.
Wow.
Gotta catch them all, Bieber cards.
Bieber mound.
That would be a weird ass Pokemon.
How many energies does it take for the Biebers are to do the flame flame? How was that dance called?
Flamethrower.
No dance. Flame crip walk. How many fire energies will it take?
What?
25
fire energies. Oh my god. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, like in a trading card game when you had to put so many energies down for an attack?
Yeah, I only played it like twice. But I still have a lot of those cards somewhere.
I eBayed those guys a long time ago.
Long, long time.
Was it eBay off?
You know how much money we could make off of Biebermon?
We should totally trademark that here in about 5 minutes.
Man, we'd be set.
What would he say? Would he just say, Biebermon, Bieber, Bieber?
No, there's 151 Biebermon.
And they would all be drawn, and Brent's going to draw them on the We're all going to
draw them as
different versions of Bieber.
Yeah.
It's like one of them could be where he gets the water bottle thrown at him.
One could be when he's going to be beat by Nathan Fillion.
Or
in Reach.
Or when he runs into that revolving door.
I didn't hear about that, but I believe it.
That one's ditto. It's ditto's a idiot.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys, for listening in. And we'll see you guys in a couple of days.
Beamander!